Has the Parent Place in the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations been making a positive impact in the community?
They've all embraced the Parent Place, and so the likelihood of success and sustainability is really good.
We check on the progress of the center today. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Under the Effective Parenting Intervention Framework, the National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, has implemented several programs targeting parents in an effort to ensure the homeschool relationship is improved and that children display desirable behavior. According to the NPSC, coercive parenting is the main reason children exhibit aggression and other violent behavior in schools. Mount Salem in St. James, which was last year designated a zone of special operations, was identified as in need of intervention to curb the use of coercive parenting and violence, and a Parent Place was subsequently established in the community on April 27. Through Parent Places, interventions are customized to treat with the various social and behavioral challenges faced by residents. Among other things, the interventions seek to address elements which encourage antisocial behaviors in schools. They also examine literacy issues not only for children, but also for parents.
The resource center will actually give potentially 3,500 residents as a resource to give them skills and support around the matter of parenting, which is a specific area we're targeting in this community.
Deputy Chairman of the Social Intervention Committee for the Zones of Special Operations, Omar Sweeney. In just under 4 months, the National Parenting Support Commission is reporting progress in various categories in the Mount Salem Parent Place.
We want to ensure that violence is not perpetuated with the children, and so that intervention is very specific, very targeted. So we have mobilized and continue to mobilize our cadre of parent mentors to go in to establish trust and to work one-on-one with parents, and then to mobilize them to the Parent Place.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Parenting Support Commission, NPSC, Kasia Carr.
What we've been doing is continuing the mobilizing and the coordinating of these, because we have to make sure that we're speaking to the needs of that particular community.
The Parent Places have also been used to facilitate skills training opportunities for residents.
There is a plan now to have a major fair, and I'm inspired by the partnerships, the agencies that have come on board. I know, for example, RADA wants to do something specific under the Parent Place in Mount Salem to perhaps teach the new technologies as it pertains to farming and so on. And so we're inspired that the entire community, the agencies and ministries, have embraced the Parent Place in Mount Salem.
Ms. Carr adds that a number of children have been visiting the Mount Salem Parent Place for homework support, which parents in the community had called for during a risk assessment done by the commission.
When I engaged the parents first, I did it myself in October, I was very surprised, pleasantly surprised. Parents became very open and they discussed their own limitations, and they also said specifically what they wanted us to do as it relates to their children. There were some parents who were open to say, I cannot read. And so you understand the issue there, that if you have those issues with literacy, you're going to have a challenge helping your children with homework. We're using that now to mobilize the parents so that they too can come in and we can teach them what they should be doing with the children in terms of that kind of support.
Through the Parent Place, residents in Mount Salem are also learning how to deal with the antisocial behaviors their children display.
Based on the risk assessment tool that we use, it specifically pointed to their parenting style. Some of them came out as being very permissive. And so if you're permissive, if your children are allowed from very early to dictate what they do without your guidance, then you're going to have these behaviors.
Chief Executive Officer of the National Parenting Support Commission, Kasia Carr. That's it for our Mount Salem Parent Place update. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anthony Morgan.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.